Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Enigma by Wendy Shea. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Enigma by Wendy Shea is a 7-track EP that was released on November 11, 2022. And that day was pretty popular for releases. We had Sakodi, we had Wizkid, obviously. Wendy Shea's EP was released under Rough Town Records. And it comes with absolutely no features. And multiple producer placements that include MOG, J Mali Beats, Beats Vampire, J Scratch. Yeah, that's it right there. For the mixing and mastering, we've got MOG, Sam's Nay, J Scratch, Denny Beats. So yeah, it's pretty stacked in that regard as well. Looking at the music, it starts off with Murder, which is sort of like an Afro dancehall fusion with that Ghanaian feel. It's hard to say what it is exactly, but you know, that Ghanaian feel. And it's a really, really good track just to start off the project with great tempo. We quickly moved on to the second track, Habibi, because the first track, Murder, is like 1 minute and 52 seconds long, so it's pretty short. She's doing the 2-minute noodle thing, but you know, Habibi is actually an amazing track. Something different, you know, it has that thing where somebody's talking to a love interest. Well, Wendy Shea is talking to a love interest, and it seems like this love interest is actually a foreigner, probably from the Arab world, hence, you know, using the term Habibi. And I found that pretty interesting, and that part about it makes it catchy, really, really catchy. I mean, musically, it's a good song, but the stickiness is there, the Habibi part. I didn't expect it, but yeah, it just, somewhere, somehow, I just felt it. And if we want to talk shock value, track 4, which is Ruthless, definitely fits the bill. Wendy Shea says, "Bitch better give me my money." And that's a very close cousin to Rihanna's "Bitch better have my money." And they sound really, really similar. Unfortunately, I think Wendy Shea has put herself in the line of fire. I saw the credits. There's nothing crediting Rihanna for this in any way, shape, or form. But if this song takes off, for example, if Rihanna decides she wants to go after Wendy Shea, she's got a case, because the first thing you think about is Rihanna's "Bitch Better Have My Money." And if I'm going to be really, really frank, and I say this respectfully, I think this was not a well-calculated move from Wendy Shea and her camp to have this song, even though the song is well-executed, it's energetic, and you listen to it and you're like, yeah, this is a vibe. So I really don't know what's happening there, but had to say it. Moving on to track 5, One Man. Oh my God, this is such a fire song. Honestly, this is a fire song. And I really think they should push this track as much as possible. This track has serious potential for what it is and the execution. I really loved how chilled it was. And even in the mixing and mastering, there's a vocal sort of reverb that's there on Wendy Shea's main vocal. And it just works. It's different to everything else that's on the EP, but it works. Where Wendy Shea takes this, or where this song really takes Wendy Shea, is to a place that is around the realm of Wizkid's More Love Less Ego, outside of the Amapiano tracks. That tropical Afro sound. And the sound is getting hot. This is the third project released on that day that has that same sound, at least on this song, one man. I really think this song, if it's promoted right, it could do something special. Interestingly, again, this song is only 1 minute 59 seconds, so it's pretty short. I could say the same about New Level as well. It's got that similar sort of Afro sound, that tropical Afro sound, and it's really sticking. I think this sound is definitely going to be a big sound for 2023. The last song on Enigma is Heaven, and wow, what a song. This is a song that was released before Enigma was released. I think it was released maybe about 3 weeks ago, roughly, late October, and it's pretty awesome. Lyrically, one of my favorite on this one of my favorite songs on this EP. She says, in heaven there's no boyfriend, so allow me just to have fun. And I mean, just the lyrics on this song, besides the fact that it's well executed with this like acoustic guitar going on, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful song. I really wish they could push this more. I looked at the streams just from the last 3 weeks, and it's on 15,000 on Spotify, which is not bad, but for somebody of Wendy Shay's repertoire, I think they can do way better numbers than this. Which brings me to my biggest gripe with this release in entirety. The fact that her biggest song in a while, and her biggest song this year, Survivor, is not on this EP. Based on what it sounds like, just from start to finish, there's no way Survivor could not fit on this project. But it's also a missed opportunity in using the waterfall strategy to be able to capitalize on the streaming numbers that are already on Survivor, and to actually give it even more legs getting into 2023. I think for me, this was absolutely criminal, just from a release strategy perspective, not to capitalize on the biggest song she's got. Like, Survivor is a song. Like, it's a hit song, huge. In terms of streaming numbers, this is also her biggest song of her career. Your biggest song of your career. And just think of somebody like CK, how he has milked Love Nwantiti at every opportunity, like releasing it on multiple projects, doing remixes and everything like that. I'm not seeing that with Wendy Shay, especially on Survivor. This is the song to take you to the stratosphere. And here we are having this conversation, and that is my biggest disappointment of Enigma, to be quite frank with you. It's a good EP. I really like it, besides the Bitch Better Give Me My Money song, for the reasons that I stated. Everything else is top tier. But yeah, I don't know, I just feel like the release strategy hasn't really helped to get Wendy Shay the numbers that she deserves for such a bloody good EP. And at the same time, the challenges of then releasing on the same day as Wizkid and Sagodi, of which I think it could not be avoided anyway, but I would love to see this amazing talent get her due respect and numbers and money and whatever else comes with it, based on how good this EP mostly is. And yeah, I hate saying such things, but I had to say it because I just feel like Wendy Shay has got way too much of a great voice. She's a serious talent for us to be having this kind of conversation. So yeah, really, that's the part that disappointed me. And I do not want to be hung up on it, but do check out the other songs. Like, honestly, Habibi, One Man, New Level, Heaven, those four songs are quite something. And if they're pushed right, they're going to be huge, huge singles, all of them. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nene.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.